Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 10th to the 13th of November 2025. Hello there, how are you? Oh, there you are, Ree. How are you today? Back in the UK.
Hello. I'm back on home soil, Rob.
Yes, nice holiday.
What a joy it is. Yeah. Yes, the holiday was nice, but come back to reality with a big bump, haven't we? My daughter's had a stomach bug since we've come back.
Yeah.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And what's the weather, Robert?
Well, Rihanna, we are currently... We are currently under a amber weather warning for rain at the moment. This is Storm Claudia, apparently. This is
Claudia. Great timing, Claudia. With traitors just having finished.
Storm Claudia is traitoring all over the UK right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had an amber weather warning for rain before. I don't know what that. I don't like. Are we going to drown?
I am a bit nervous now because...
Why?
Rob, we had a very brief conversation about this, about how Sheffield just floods.
I don't understand how a whole city can flood.
Well, not the entire city, but we do... We've got seven rivers.
Seven? What do you need seven for? Give some to other places.
I don't know, being greedy, aren't we?
Yeah, just
a bit. That's why we've got so many hills, because they're all rivers and that. So we get flooded like that. It's so easy. Wow. I was telling you, Great Yorkshire floods of 2007. I remember them well. Down pit.
Well, that's it. So by this time next week, we will be doing the podcast in our armbands, because the whole
Be on little dinghies, I think, won't we?
I think we will. Yeah, get the arc out. So there we are then. On to this week's EastEnders. So do you remember when we were whinging that the Harry storyline wasn't going anywhere and was going around in circles?
Yeah,
Do you remember those days? Because we've moved on quite a lot since then, haven't we?
Yeah, aren't we just... Oh, right, well, let's make everything happen this week, then, in that case.
I mean, to be fair, I did think this was quite a good week. I enjoyed this week. I thought there was some good, intense stuff. I feel like we got what we got with the Harry storyline felt earned by the time we got there. I mean, maybe could have done it maybe a couple of weeks ago, but I think that we're in a good place with it now.
And do you know what, though, that's funny about it? We've been like, oh, it's dragging on. And then I was like, oh, they killed Erky a bit quick, haven't they? They can't win, to be quite honest.
You just whinge non-stop, don't you? It's only because she's getting flooded.
Do you not feel like we were like on the cusp of getting to know Erky and then they've killed him off there? We were like on the cusp of getting to know his history.
Oh, so did you feel a bit of sympathy towards Erky before he died? Need I remind you, he destroyed Kojo's taxi, Rihanna.
Yes, no, you're right. I do need to remember.
But
I feel like there would have been room for him to have actually... They were trying to build towards it. Well, anyway, we'll get to it. We will get to it
because it's been a busy old week. We've got quite a lot to discuss. So, and a huge amount, by the way, of news was released this week of stuff that is coming up, and it's quite exciting. Very, very exciting. So, spoiler sirens will be blaring out all over the place in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Nigel. Awesome stuff is going to be happening with this. Very, very exciting. So the court case has arrived. Mm-hmm. And as we predicted, the day of it has arrived. But as we kind of predicted and hoped, I think, the court has basically gone, well, obviously there's not a case here. That's just, he is mentally incapable.
Wasn't nice for him to hear, was it?
Bless you know him. What you know what Richie's like. She doesn't care about social skills or anything like that. She'll just say it. Why should she? She's a
busy
woman.
And so she should, to be fair, in her line of work.
Richie's very good at delivering facts. So the case has been dismissed, quite rightly, I think. But Nigel is sort of, just the term mentally incapable just sort of sends him into a bit of a depression, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's just the principle of life. If it was...
Yeah.
In inverted commas, anybody else, they would be getting a trial and stuff. Yeah. So then, yet again, it's showing I'm not even considered, I guess, human enough to be, considered
to be put
for
in prison.
Trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, he just wants to be treated normally, doesn't he? But also, there has to come a time where he accepts that actually able to be treated.
Well, see, now, normally. if this was me, I'd be like, right, mentally incapable of going to prison, am I? Right, then.
Right, what next,
what
guys?
Can I do? Let's
Albert
go.
Albert Square, watch out.
I'm off to Harrods. Let's do some shoplifting.
You know what, Yola? You might as well, aren't you?
Isn't it?
Oh, you're
exactly.
Right.
Get on with anything you like. Anybody you don't like, right. Sort you out.
Get his keys again, love.
Yes. So, yeah, but bless him. Bless him.
Yeah, bless him.
He's quite sad about that. Meanwhile, we heard tell of a script that he'd written a little while ago, didn't he? This isn't the first time we've heard about this script.
No, no.
But it has fallen into the hands of Lexi. And I think this script is going to be this year's sort of funny Christmas storyline, isn't it? We've landed on that. Is it a film? It's like a film script, I think he said, didn't he?
It would make sense for Nigel to have written a film
Yeah,
script as well,
because he
wouldn't
loves
it?
films, doesn't he? He loves films, doesn't he? So,
But you can
yeah.
adapt it to stage. We know all about that,
Well,
don't we, Rob,
we're
in our
all
line
about that.
of
All about it. In
education?
our line of work.
Education,
Our
I
line of
mean.
education, all those many millions of years ago. So it's fallen into the hands of Lexi, and she's going to be the director. It's hard directing. It's hard directing.
It is, yeah. Well, she'll have Julie's help, though. I feel like it's going to be like, let Lexi think she's directed it, and then Julie will be like, yeah, just do this, though, as
That's
well.
what I do with you. Just let you think you're in charge, and then
Yeah, I know, right? I know you
I
do. I
sort of
know
bend
you
it
do. I'm
round.
not,
But
yeah, but the thing is, I let you think that as
oh
well,
right,
Rob,
so
you
basically,
see.
our relationship, our podcasting relationship, is made up of double bluffs entirely, isn't
Double
it?
blow,
Double
quadruple
bluffs,
bluffs all
yeah,
around.
octuplet bluffs. So this film, ladies and gents, is going to be the basis of something very, very exciting that is happening that was announced yesterday as we record this. Spoiler sirens like you wouldn't believe, let them
Nina,
blare.
Nina, Nina, Nina. It has been announced there. Nina, Nina,
Yeah.
Nina. Official announcement. Nina. But
But if you are one of these people
sorry,
that's,
that will probably
although
horrendous in people's
it's
ears then.
really
Sorry.
loud, you're so inconsiderate. But it has been announced that Nigel will be sort of taken back to the 90s because he's done this a couple of times, doesn't he? Sort of like found himself back in a period that he better
Yeah.
remembers. And this film premiere showing thing that they end up filming will take him back to the 90s, and we're going to have a returning character. Who is that, Ree? Who had Pat Butcher returning on their 2025 bingo card? Not many people, I
No
would
one,
suspect.
the key, do you know what? Fair play to you, AD. Fair
Yeah,
play.
well
Fair
done.
play. Yeah,
This
well done.
is the sort of thing I hoped we were going to get with this storyline.
Yes. Some kind of flash, yeah, an old character return kind of thing. Bit of a, it's not
I
going to be a
mean,
flashback though, is it?
no,
But kind of.
it's sort of like a vision fantasy type thing, but it's
Yeah.
not really, but it's going to be within Nigel's mind. Now, my
Yeah.
first question straight away is it just going to be Pat? Now, the problem is some of the older cast members, unfortunately, the actors are no longer with us, so it's not like we can have a load
Yeah.
of older characters returning, but
Yeah.
Pat returning is fantastic, right?
I
And
don't
does
think
this
we
not
need
sh
anyone else other than Pat, though, to
I
be
mean,
honest.
she just have a Pat
Like,
Nigel
literally.
two-hander. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, doesn't this show that the show knows they made such a huge mistake killing off Pat? Because this is the second time that she's been brought back for a vision.
Yeah, it is a shame, but I don't feel like there is any going back on it.
Well, of
Well,
course
there
there
isn't
isn't.
any now.
Of course there isn't.
No.
She definitely died on screen,
I
unfortunately.
know.
Not even the Hollyoaks could pull that one out of the bag. But it's a great shame that she's gone. And because the
Yeah.
thing is, she'd still be here. She'd still be there doing it, wouldn't she?
Yeah. I yeah,
Clearly.
totally. Yeah.
Because in many ways, she has come out and said since that she only wanted a break when she was killed off.
Yeah.
And she said, I think she wrote in her autobiography that she felt so let down by the show and so sort of like as if they completely and utterly sort of dropped her when she didn't want to be dropped. And so many actors would, if they were then asked back, would go, "Pff, no, you could nana, see you later." But she
So
still goes
true.
back. Like she's still got such dedication and love for the show that she'll still go back and still be Pat. And the promo picture that was released, they've done their work with it because if you actually look in the background of the picture where they're at, it looks like they just sat in the Vic, but the Vic is in the 90s again.
Yes. Yeah. I noticed with the, what do you call it, like the cushion covers, whatever you
Yeah.
call it, the furnishings, yeah.
I had a look online at some of the photos from of the Vic of the 90s, and it's pretty damn accurate, the sofa covers, what they've gone for. So
Wow,
they've done
fair
their
play.
homework with that. Love that. I love that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'm
And
excited. Is it gonna just be, is it gonna be the Christmas Day episode then?
I feel like it's going to be in the run up to Christmas, maybe sort of in
Yeah.
Christmas week rather than on the Christmas Day
Okay.
episode. But sort of
Yeah.
Christmas week is probably going to be where this
Yeah.
happens. Because if they're going to release this, if they're going to do this film for Christmas, that's not long to film a film, by the way.
No, it's really not.
It took
I
us
thought they
about
were doing it as a
6 days. It
performance.
took us about 6 days to do that trailer that we did for the podcast.
There were
So,
30 seconds or
yeah,
whatever it
30
were,
seconds of
yeah.
material. It took about 6 days. Yeah, so this is insanely exciting. Pat, I love her so much. It's going to be
Do you
amazing.
think, It's going to be a bit like, you know, Scrooge and everything, and
The
not
Ghost of
Scrooge, but
Christmas
you know, like,
Past.
go, yeah, the Ghost of Christmas Past, and like, that's the role. I'm just wondering how they're going to make it work.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the only other thing I would say about this is it feels like it's a shame that they announced it, because could you imagine if this had come out of nowhere?
Yeah, but it wouldn't if it had just got spoiled. I think this is the danger now, though, isn't it? This is why they've started announcing so many things, because look what happened with the
Because,
Cindy stuff. They never had
well,
planned on announcing that and it got spoiled.
Cindy
So,
and the Zoe return got leaked as well. You know, stuff's always
and
getting leaked. It's
I
so
agree.
annoying.
Just it is annoying, and it's annoying that they have to announce it. But I also understand the idea of, well, let's not give them the chance to spoiler it then and taking control over
And
the
let's make a
certain
big thing of
media
this.
outlets that like to spoiler everything.
Exactly, because actually they got us quite excited throughout the day leading up to the announcement, because they released, first of all, a promo picture saying there was going to be some big surprises over Christmas, which suggests to me that this might not be the only surprise that we get over Christmas. Let's cling on to that.
Interesting.
But Pat is like such a huge one that they felt like that's going to leak. We need to just announce it.
Yeah.
So they did a promo of some earrings hanging down from the Christmas tree, which
Yes.
set everybody as sort of like, wait, wait, those are Pat's earrings. What are you talking about? That's
Yeah.
impossible. What's going on? What's going on? You thought they were Linda's earrings, didn't you?
Well, because I thought it was too obvious that they were Pat's earrings, so they wanted everyone to think that they were Pat's earrings, but maybe they were actually Linda's earrings. And then I zoomed in and was like, well, there's a gem missing, Rob. What does that
Oh
gem
yeah, you went
missing
mad
mean?
with that. You went mad with that theory, didn't
There's a gem missing. Is
you?
it all going to be about a missing gem?
Everything's deliberate, Rob. Everything's deliberate.
Literally that night, they're like, yeah, Pat's back.
Yeah,
Well,
Pat's back. Yeah.
yeah, Rob, you were right. It's just that
Well,
Pat's back.
yeah, but hey, maybe the missing gem is to signify that all is not quite right with the world, because it's through Nigel's eyes. How about that?
Maybe, maybe.
Maybe. But I can't wait. This is really, 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 really exciting. And it just gives us a chance to sort of revisit that era of EastEnders, let Pat do her thing again. I mean, the promo picture, like, there's pictures of, like, you know, with a fag packet, and you know, it's like an old school fag packet, a Benson & Hedges that she used to smoke. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm so excited.
Has it got all of the labeling and everything on as well? You know, not like, yeah. Can't
All of
wait.
it, all of it. There's no pictures of like lungs all over the packets and everything. But back in the 90s, can't do out these days.
When
You used to be able
life
to
were
smoke like
good,
Cheerful. Yes, miss the
smoking
90s.
doors.
Smoking doors. EastEnders got 95 million viewers an episode. Oh, happy
Wow,
days.
yeah.
Happy, happy days. Imagine if we'd been doing a podcast back then. We'd have been superstars
Hey,
by now, Ray. We'd have been
won't we?
celebrities. We'd have been in the jungle. Imagine Joanna McGarty going in the jungle. We'd have
Jungle.
been there.
You wouldn't have been in it, or
I would
me,
not.
for that
I would
matter.
not.
So that's
I'd
not
do anything
true.
else. I'd do anything else. Celebrity, go live
Celebrity
in a
Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother. I'd go and do that, and then ruin my own life, probably doing that.
Get
I know what I'm
cancelled.
like. I 100%
Didn't
would.
exist at night, is getting cancelled. You'd have been fine.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You'd have said what you wanted.
So very, very, very exciting. Can't
Yes.
wait for this. Julie and Nigel, again, I just love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. Does this suggest, though, that because we're kind of going into sort of Nigel being in the 90s, that's quite big in terms of where he is in his diagnosis. So how much longer have we got Nigel for, is my question. Are we starting the fade here?
Potentially, potentially. I think it might be anniversary now. It'd kind of make sense. So got the big Christmas storyline, and then the anniversary
I
maybe
think.
passes.
I think you're right. I think I would pencil in maybe February for Nigel's exit, because Christmas, there'll be other stuff kicking off at Christmas. You know there will, and Nigel deserves like his own sort of final week, final episode sort of thing, and they won't
Or
have
New
time for that
Year,
during Christmas.
actually. I don't feel
New
like it'd
Year,
be that soon, do
maybe.
you?
No, I don't think. I mean, I don't know how quickly you can sort of go from
It
here. Do you know what I
depends, doesn't
mean?
it, though? Because it can affect different parts of your body, really. So it kind of just depends, I guess, on what it'll be. It could be anything.
We shall see, but it's very, very exciting. Cannot wait. Bring it on. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. A little bit now on Zoe, Kat, and Jean. Zoe and Jean's arguments continues. They did have a brief moment this week where it looked like they might be able to sort of make
Make
up.
amends.
But then Jean had asked Zoe to post a parcel to Stacey, and then Zoe, I don't know, lost her cat again or something, and then got distracted and then didn't post it,
Didn't you know
basically.
she's looking for a son? Have you seen this online, everyone?
Is she looking for a son? She never
I
says.
think so. Yeah, I think she's looking for a
Oh,
missing son from 19 years ago.
she should mention that more. The main thing to pull out of this, which I had to say I quite enjoyed, sometimes these, for me, these jokes don't land, but I thought this one landed quite well, was that Elaine, Honey, and Jean decide to go out and get pissed, and they end up gate crashing some private event that was going on in Container Alley. And so they kind of, and then Elaine starts this kind of friendship relationship thing with one of the waiters there who's called Charlie. And then they're trying to get free alcohol, and the Elaine goes all around looking, asking for Charlie, and then they nearly get arrested.
Yeah,
Which
not
we've all
smart,
done.
Elaine.
We've all done that, right?
What, go around asking, what, nearly getting
Well,
arrested
I know.
asking for Charlie the waiter?
I mean, the difference is that you are actually going around asking for cocaine, obviously, but.
Don't start this again, Rob.
But yeah, that made me
Yeah.
laugh. And then
Yeah.
other than that, and then Jane comes back to the Vic and Zoe is still falling out. There was a really weird moment later on with Zoe in the week where she was listening to the bar pumps.
To the bar pumps.
Yeah, as in like the beer
Yeah.
pumps.
Because she
Now,
went and fixed it, didn't she, before they got
yes.
an engineer out, because she's apparently some genius at such
Well,
things.
yes, but then I think Alfie was sort of looking at her weird, like, why is she listening to the beer pumps? Because I think the idea that Zoe is having some sort of mental breakdown is sort of fermentate, is sort of in their brain, isn't it? So the fact that Zoe is sat there listening as though the beer pumps are talking to her is kind of pushing that forwards for them, I think.
I think Alfie were a bit harsh actually when it, because he said something like, "Look, you don't need to be making things up to get his attention." It's like, all right, even
I mean,
if he did believe that that's what she's doing, there's a nicer way of handling it rather than saying something like that to her. If you genuinely think that she's in psychosis or something, or just making things, I don't know, seemed a bit cruel almost.
I would say that Alfie's been overly nice to Zoe since she came back, because there are many people I think that would have gone, do you know
Until
what,
Reese, yeah, until that
Zoe
comment,
can
yeah.
leave. This is all too much drama, and I can't be arsed with it. All I want to do is run my pub. We've got enough going on with Tommy
It's
at the moment.
family though, Rob.
Family,
Family.
yes, indeed.
Family.
So that kind of was about it for the Zoe stuff. It sort of sticks along. I think she suspects now that Jean is the one that's causing all the problems.
Yeah, which after this week, I'm adamant it isn't Jean
No,
anymore.
I think it's definitely
Yeah.
not Jean. It's definitely not
Yeah.
Jean. I don't know. Just give us some answers, please, because there's so many questions that have been hanging around in the air around the Zoe storyline for so long now. It's sort of like, just give us anything. Just give us some answers.
Did you hear that they mentioned she ran about getting some security? And I thought, don't be doing that. Writers are going to be shaking if you start putting
Oh, I know.
CCTV in at Queen Vic.
That's true. They won't be able to.
Whoa.
I know that limits their Christmas Day storylines by about 50%, doesn't
Everything.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine
Don't
if it had
be doing
that
that
during this.
still.
If it had that during the sixth storyline, we wouldn't have had a
Exactly.
storyline, would we?
Done.
It's done. Oh, it was you. All right, fair play. The next day, that storyline finishes.
Literally that
That
night.
night, there you go. That's that sorted then. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good point. I feel like it's not going to be security cameras. I feel like it's going to be like alarms and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. They said something about a security system, and I thought, but
I
then
mean,
Kat did say,
armed guards
unless
on
they're
the end
trying to
of the.
write in why they're not doing it, because Kat did quickly say, oh, that's very expensive. So maybe they're just trying to say, oh, they've explored that, but they're not going to do that
I
because
mean,
that'd be too
surely
obvious.
all sort of bars and pubs in London have some sort of security around
It's
them, right?
literally part, it's part of your licensing agreements
Yeah.
that you have to have
Yeah.
certain cameras
But
and CCTV, but I'm one of them.
not in the Queen
I'm
Vic.
one of them.
Everyone's sort of like, you know, the Queen Vic, where the most crime that has ever happened in any pub in the entire
Yeah.
world. Do you know what? Maybe 40 years into this show, we might get some security for the Queen Vic.
Nah.
Nah, that won't
Nah.
last. That won't
Responsible for
last.
the stats of half of London's crimes? Nah. I don't
Nah,
put
won't bother.
CCTV
Won't
in.
bother. Won't bother with that. So there we go. We'll see where that goes next
Yeah.
week. There we are. Let's have a brief discussion now about Vicky, who is really struggling in the Joel aftermath. So the aftermath of Joel's attack is still very heavy in Vicky's mind. Alice Haig was very good this week, I thought. I love her.
I
Love
thought
her.
that actually. I were thinking that all this week. I was
She
like,
is
yo.
such a great addition to the show, isn't she? I
She's a
adore her.
very good casting. Very
Yeah.
good casting. Yeah, she's really good.
Really, really good.
Appreciative of her.
Oh, yes. Very,
Yes.
very, very good. I didn't realise she is the daughter of, you probably, nobody else will know this. Do you remember a sitcom called The Thin Blue Line? years ago with Rona. Okay. Her father is David Haig, who's an actor that I really, really love. I didn't realise this until fairly recently.
I actually recognise that name, though,
He's got a
weirdly.
moustache. He was in Killing Eve, I think.
Oh,
He's
was there? I've watched that,
yeah.
but I don't know
He's one of
who.
these actors. He was in the thick of it. He's one of these actors that's sort of
Oh,
been
he's in the
around a
thick of
bit.
it. That might.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of him. He's
Yeah,
one of these
yeah.
actors that's sort of been around the scene quite a lot, and I'm a big fan of him. And I didn't realise that he was her dad. So there we go. Probably why I love her.
Oh.
Probably why I love her. He has taught her everything that he knows, and she is fantastic for it. There we go. So yeah, she is not dealing with it well. She returns to work at the cafe this week.
Yeah.
Is confronted by a load of lads watching Drake Zagan in the cafe, and it sort of triggers her a little bit. What I quite like is that they did that because it shows that yeah, maybe Joel's been caught, but the Drake Zagan problem doesn't disappear, does it?
Yeah, exactly, that it's still out there and you're
Yeah.
still going to come across these people who are very much watching it and being influenced by it. I
Yeah.
did wonder, do you think that she'll, once she's like, I say through it because she might not get through it, so to speak. But once she's like had a bit more time to deal with what happened to her, I wondered if she might be like someone who starts campaigning or something. I'd quite like to see something like that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are we gonna see some sort of court case with Joel or something, do we think?
You'd think, yeah, because it's not really, we've not had any closure on it and we've not seen Ross go and visit him. I feel like it'd be nice to see him and Ross have a visit. And I don't feel
Yeah.
like we've been told that Max Murray's officially left, have we?
No, we've been told that he is leaving the role, but
Yeah,
I feel
which
like,
obviously.
yeah, because, a character like that's got a shelf
Yeah.
life, but I feel like it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, because he would surely put on like Instagram, like, oh, final scene, bye
Yeah,
everyone,
exactly.
something like
Yeah,
that. And we've not had it. So
exactly.
maybe we will get a court
Yeah,
case
I
or
hope so
something.
because I feel like it needs to sort of have that ribbon tied
Yeah.
to it. We've spoken about the fact that it would be nice to sort of see this mother show up at some point because why
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
clear.
Why wouldn't
Yeah.
you? You know?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah, I agree with all of this. Yeah, I feel
Yeah.
like we need some more closure on it all.
Yes.
And for Vicky as well, probably. She'd
Well,
probably appreciate
exactly.
it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Vicky would appreciate it because she's really struggling this week. She goes into Harry's barn at one point for a drink, and she witnesses just this sleazy man, like with his hands
Creep.
all yeah, an absolute creep with his hands all over this woman. Now, the Vicky that we know and love would have probably belted him and smacked him in the
Yeah.
mouth or something, but she can't even bring herself to do that. She's like
No.
really scared of him and sort of runs away. Then goes home and does a fabulous trash in the kitchen scene, which is always fun to watch, and which is probably always fun to act as well. I'd love to do all of those
Yeah.
in a show.
Yeah, it
I'd
would be
just
fun,
throw
wouldn't it?
things
Yeah.
around. It looks quite therapeutic, I'd imagine. So she is not in a good place. So how do you think that she kind of picks herself up from this?
Just time as well. I think maybe if she can make up with Ross, she might feel like she's got a bit more support emotionally as well, because I guess there's only so much support. Don't get me wrong, like the women are rallying round of Albert Square and stuff. She seems to be cozying up to Kat as well, actually. Maybe she'll become a bigger support to her.
It's interesting that Kat and Vicky have actually started forming quite a nice little friendship, considering the
Yeah.
relationship that Vicky has with Zoe.
Yeah, exactly. But it also kind of makes sense given what Kat went through with Tommy previously, which she's not yet mentioned to Vicky, has she? I don't know
Well, Tommy has
why,
a bit of
but
aggro to deal with this week. He's in
yeah.
the calf, and Denzel and Nugget come in and start giving him hassle. I mean, the thing is, you can sort of understand. It's not right that they're giving him hassle, but you can sort of understand why they're doing it because obviously Avani was kind of quite heavily affected by it. Nugget sticking up for his sister, and
Yeah.
Denzel's just sticking up for his mate, and that's what boys
Yeah,
do, isn't it?
yeah.
They sort of stick up
Yeah.
together. And Vicky tries to initially defend him, and then Amy comes in and sort of like, what are you defending him for?
I thought this because I thought, how does Amy know about how long it took for Tommy to snitch on him, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming
But.
what's ha I'm assuming the kids know everything that's gone on because that tends to happen, doesn't it? Like the truth actually
Lily,
tends to be
maybe.
Lily, maybe. Yeah, I would imagine so. And so Vicky then sort of storms around to the Vic and starts to kick off, but then realizes that, Tommy's been as manipulated as anybody else by
Yeah, he's a
Joel.
kid, isn't he?
And
End of day,
exactly.
and
And this is how this all starts. And the fact that Tommy has managed to stop himself from falling any further into that tunnel is something to be praised. And I think she
yeah,
kind of
credit to him
realizes that.
in
Yeah.
fairness, I
Yeah.
guess, yeah.
And Tommy's ashamed that he thought any of this, I think, isn't
Yeah.
he? Like, he's actually
Yeah.
really, really feeling really, really guilty, wants to make amends.
Yeah.
So I think it's been dealt with really well with Tommy, and I liked that Vicky sort of stopped kicking off as soon as she realised that.
Yeah, and he's actually being quite mature in handling the beef that he's getting because
Yeah.
I think Alfie a bit ago said, like, look, you're going to get people
Yeah.
saying stuff, but it will eventually die down. And I think
Yeah.
Tommy's like, you know what, fair play. Yeah, keep saying it to me. And then,
Yeah,
yeah,
just got
fingers
to deal
crossed,
with it.
everyone will get, stop saying it to me soon enough.
I mean, it does, doesn't it? It does. Like when you're at school, you could be public enemy number one for about a week, and then someone else will do
Something
something, and then
else will
it's
happen.
forgot, and then you're yesterday's chip shop paper, aren't you?
Well, luckily for Tommy, he lives on Albert Square, so there should be something else that'll
Exactly.
happen soon. So,
People will have completely forgotten about this by Christmas.
That's
Yeah.
it.
You've seen Pat's wandering around. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Yeah, what's Pat doing here?
you. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. So yeah, Vicky, a lot of work to do with Vicky.
Yeah.
I
She needs
have
to go and have
seen,
some. Oh, go on.
well,
Oh, I know
oh,
exactly what you're going to say. I know
I have seen
exactly what you're going
something.
to say. Do you know what's so annoying? I actually pondered this the other week.
All right,
And I didn't say it.
spoiler siren,
Yeah,
and
let's do it. It's
genuine
not
spoiler
actual
siren here.
spoiler.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
genuine
But the
spoiler.
next, like, what, 3 minutes spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah. Zach and Vicky, what do we think about that?
I've been pondering this for a while because
I
obviously they're
get
in the
it.
house on their own and
I get
yeah,
it.
they're not actually
For
related.
so many reasons, I get
Of course you
it.
do. Of
Course I
course you
do.
do.
That's fine.
That's fine. Even if they were related, I
Even if they are
get
related, I mean,
it.
it's about as incestuous as you can get without being incestuous, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Well, yeah, but then, oh, it's interesting though, because then you've got the whole like Sharon and Dennis kind of
Well, if
parallel, but
I'm,
not parallel, really.
exactly, yeah, it is basically it's going to be a bit messy, but I can sort of understand. Zach has been there for Vicky quite a lot throughout this, and Zach's got his own problems to deal with, and I feel like the pair of them, it's not going to take much. It doesn't feel outrageous for them to reach this point, I feel like, does it?
No, and to be honest, Zach's not really got much like storylines going on at minute, so
No.
it gives him something to do. But then
It
it makes you
does.
wonder, is Ross a bit redundant now? What's he going to do if this
Well, I
happens?
wonder if Ross is. I mean, I was going to ask you, do you think that Ross and Vicky are sort of doomed, or do you think there's somewhere of them working
I
back together?
until I saw that spoiler, I thought that they'd actually get
Yeah.
back together, but now I've seen that spoiler. Oh, maybe they
Yeah, I
still will,
mean,
and then it'll be a bit of a secret thing with Zach and Vicky.
no offense to Ross, but if I was Vicky, I'd be like, see you later.
Oh, poor Ross.
Poor Ross, but at the same time, like, what an alternative.
Well, and
I
she'll
mean,
feel he's been very loyal to her
he
throughout
has.
everything as well,
He's
hasn't he?
been good to her,
So,
and he's stuck by Vicky all the way through. Like, as soon as
yeah.
he's noticed that Vicky has got something kicking off, he's been in there. He was the one that chucked Ross out, not to be an arsehole, but he was sort of like, "Sorry, mate, but that's what needs to happen now. See you later." So he's been there, and I feel like there's an understandable reason why they might go here with Vicky and Zach, and it does make it interesting. It's a shame Sharon isn't around at the minute because that could be quite an interesting element. So hopefully Sharon will return, and then they can deal
Well,
with the
maybe it'll
implications of
make it a
that.
bit more of an explosive return when she does come back as well, and then she'll be
Yeah.
like, "What? My brother and my sister?" And Vicky can be like, "Yeah, tell me about it, Sharon."
Sound familiar, does it, Shazza? Yeah, so interesting stuff there. So we'll see how that plays out. Right, before we get on to the big storyline of the week, which was the Harry storyline, let's have a brief little discussion about George and the exit of Junior. Right, penultimate story this week, and it's the exit of Junior. And again, like, shame, 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 shame,
Massive shame.
shame. Yeah.
It feels like it was very quick. It all got announced other week and now he's gone. I weren't
I know.
expecting it this week at all, were
No,
you?
never, I know. And it's sort of, I mean, an understandable exit. Like, with Junior's history, you kind of get it. Like, he wants to be close to
Yeah.
Xavier, gets a job offer in Dubai. Who wouldn't go? You know what I mean?
If
But
anything, it
it's.
makes total sense given his history, doesn't he? He's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, I've hated my dad for not being around and here I am on the other side at will to my kid. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
it makes total sense. But can I just say what I found hilarious? Like, the amount of times this week you were like, I'm just waiting for everything to die down. As long as everything's died down, it's like, Cody O'Neill just got stabbed in the flat and now Oakie's
Yeah.
dead. He's like, oh, everything's calmed down now, so
Yeah,
I'm gonna
it's
go.
fine.
It's
It's
like, it's
over.
literally
It's
not.
over. No, it's far from over. But you've
He
decided.
just made me
It's just
laugh.
decided that his part in it is over. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
done now.
everything's calmed down now,
My
hasn't it? Now
chat.
Oakie's
Yeah.
dead and been
My.
stabbed and
Yeah.
murdered. Yeah,
I
see you
see
later,
no
guys.
reason to stay around, quite frankly. I mean, I just think it's so weird that Junior is the one to go at this point, considering that He was such a big part of Just Last Christmas.
Yeah, weren't they? Weren't
Yeah,
they?
like such a key
And
character as well.
then, like, obviously they had him involved this week because we needed to see his exit so that he
Yeah.
were in it. But then actually it was just like, oh, really quite like Junior being part of this. And
Yeah,
like,
he
yeah, it
really
would have
he's
been nice for him to
yeah.
stay, if anything.
And again, it's just one of those examples where like you will see like this is the thing. There are a few characters that they'll leave and you sort of think, yeah, it's your time. See you later.
Yeah,
Thanks.
yeah.
Thanks for your service. See you later. But
Yeah.
then there'll be other
Like
times when they
Anna, sorry to
yeah,
say, but when Anna
to
goes,
be
we'll be like,
fair,
yeah, all right, fine.
yeah, nice. Thank you for your time and
Yeah,
I've enjoyed
yeah.
your character, but it's probably time. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
But Junior, like it feels like there's so much more to explore with him and George.
Yes, 100%.
The him and Cindy stuff, again revisited this week, it feels like
Yeah.
that could easily be sort of still be kind of going on in the background or something. Junior's
Definitely.
character, I'm convinced that there's an element of it that it's because Max is coming back and him and Junior are actually
Yeah.
kind of quite similar in terms of like the Lothario type character.
I agree with that, but then I also think that if anything, there would have been scope for him to have been enemies and stuff as well,
Well,
or frenemies.
we've basically written into existence that Cindy and Max are going to end up having an affair at some point. You can imagine
Yeah.
Junior versus Max over Cindy. That would have been fire.
Exactly. And then maybe chuck George back in the mix because he's
Yeah.
single, and
Yeah.
Nicola.
Yeah.
Nicola and Max even could have been, and then, oh, well, that could happen still, I guess, although I don't
But,
think it will at the moment, but.
do you know what I mean? It feels premature for Junior to be going at this point, I would say.
I totally agree. I don't feel like we've seen enough for him, and there could have been so much more to explore between him and George, and yeah, it's a shame.
And it also feels weird that because we know that Anna's leaving
Yeah.
and he's broken up with Elaine, so this literally just leaves George and Gina in terms of like
Yeah.
the original sort of like
Nights.
the knights together. So that feels weird as well. It's sort of like you're removing reasons for George to sort of have
Yeah.
storylines and stuff as well. So it's just, I don't know.
I guess he's got Kerjo though, because I don't think Kerjo's leaving anytime soon,
No,
is
but then
he?
again, I don't think so. But then I also really liked the idea of, you know, I thought Junior and Kojo worked really nicely together this week as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, I did. That's why this always happens, doesn't it? Like when they're starting to leave, a bit like Felix started getting some storylines just in time for their exit. And it's like, well, that were a shame because you've just shown me loads of potential there. And yeah, I agree. Junior could have been a very integral part of the Knight family. But also quite funny in a way that like everyone's totally forgotten they had an affair with Cindy and no one cares. Like if I were George, how Junior's been with him this week, I'd be like, you can talk. You had an affair with your sister's mum. Come
Yeah,
on.
exactly. So it's there's there was a lot more that Junior could have been
Yeah.
done. He's not been killed off. He's got quite an easy way to kind of come back as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we might see
You
Junior
never know.
again. But I liked Micah Balfour. I thought he was excellent in the role.
Yeah.
I thought he really, really worked. I thought Junior was quite a
Same.
charismatic character. You
Yeah,
know,
very much so.
he had a darkness about him that could have been scratched away
Yes.
at as well. I feel like we didn't
Yeah.
get I do. I feel like we didn't get answers to everything that we might have been wondering about Junior, because there
Yeah,
actually is.
like, yeah.
Why did he feel
Why does he love
so?
affairs?
Yeah, and like,
The
why did
start.
he love so much the idea that he had taken Cindy from George as well?
Yeah, we
Like,
never got that answer, did we?
so shame. I would say shame, but
Massive shame.
what can you do? I feel like it's well, unfortunately we're not the ones in charge, Ray. Really.
No, unfortunately.
No,
Mind
one
you, no one
day.
would leave if we were in charge, would they?
Never. In fact, we'd
We'd
be
end up
bringing
like
her.
another SERP that we've got too many cast members,
Well,
eh?
yes, eh? And we'd like Pat would have been like, do you know what? A Dallas type situation. Everyone's been in the shower. It's all a dream. We'll go back to 1995 and start it all over again. That's what we'd
Yeah.
do.
And then Ronnie and Roxy, what
Yeah.
pool? What swimming
What
pool?
Paul? Don't talk nonsense. Yeah.
That were a
But
dream.
it were a dream. So, yeah, Junior's gone. He's left
Yeah.
Kojo with his car, which I thought was quite sweet.
Yes, very sweet, very sweet. Yeah. I also did wonder, like, this week, what can Kojo drive? Because obviously he works in a garage, but we've never seen him actually drive. I
I don't think
wondered, and
he,
then, like,
yeah, I don't think he can. I feel like
licenses.
it's more to do with, you know, just the car itself, isn't it, rather than
No,
driving
because
the
he
car.
said, oh, it'll need taking out for a spin every fortnight or something.
Yeah, but like, you know, George can go with him with that. He can probably
Yeah, maybe
drive out
actually.
around the square. He's not gonna like go up
Yeah.
the M1 or anything like that, but I feel like it'll be
I feel like he'd be quite a cautious driver, though, to be fair. Follow the rules of the road quite well,
Yeah,
anyway.
well, it's like they always say, it's not you, is it? It's the other drivers on
It's
the
other
road.
people. Oh,
It's
it's
the
so
others.
true. It's
The
so
others.
true.
So yeah, shame about Junior, but hopefully we will see him again soon. Nice to see Cindy back as well. We've not seen Cindy for a while.
I know, she was blatantly brought back just for
Just
that
for
last scene,
this.
which we
Just for
did
this.
need.
We
It
did
was
need it, yeah.
appreciated,
Closure for that. Yeah, that was necessary. Cindy being back now, however, does we're gonna maybe scratch away at the Jasmine storyline a bit more now Cindy's back.
I hope so. I feel like that
Well,
needs to be resolved.
Cindy is now about to discover that Jasmine is in her bedroom.
Oh, yeah, of course. And has Cindy come back earlier? And they usually do, don't they, when they've gone away? They usually go,
Oh
oh, we
yeah.
were expecting you until next week. Oh, yeah, Jasmine's in your room and she's been snooping through all of your stuff, whatever
Yeah.
that'd be.
Jasmine's appalled. How many toys have you got in here, you
How many
disgusting
clutch of
woman?
Snickers have you
Oh,
actually got, Cindy?
here's where all the batteries are, I see.
Oh dear.
There we are then.
Yeah.
Right, so final storyline of the week, ladies and gents. Biggest storyline of the week as well was the Harry Kojo and bye bye Oki. Right, biggest storyline of the week now. Wow, so Oki's croaked it. Oki
Okey crokey. Okey crokey.
croaky. I mean, it does make sense, I think, that a storyline like this would end in a knife crime incident.
I didn't even think about the knife crime element of it, but
The
yes,
aspect of
it
it.
does. That's better, yeah.
They kind of go hand in hand with a sort of drug sort of culture,
Yeah.
don't they? I think so. It
Yeah.
and I think it does sort of make sense that it
He
ended
did
that.
have
I
a gun
thought
not long ago as well, didn't he,
he
sir?
did. Clearly, Oki was not meant to have weapons.
No, he was not destined for these weapons, was
No.
he?
It was interesting stuff. Did you feel in any way sort of sympathetic towards Oki when he was talking about his mum and all of that kind of thing?
Feel like this is what I was saying earlier. They've had us on the cusp of like finding out this information, and I feel like had we delved a bit deeper, we would have all felt really sorry for him, because I think the bits that they've fed to us was that he's got into this at about age 15. He's had problems with, his family and stuff. He lost his dad after not knowing him for too long. It did make me wonder, is it Zoe's son? And
So did
this is
I.
why.
So did I.
Yeah, because it would kind of, and maybe this mum he's talking about were his adopted mum, perhaps, or something. I don't know.
I mean, there will be a kind of craziness to the fact that she's looking for her son, not knowing that her daughter is still alive, and then her son has died and her daughter's still out there. That would be crazy. I don't think that's what's happening, but that would be
No, but he
insane.
did the way that he's died and the fact that he was like, I want my mum, or they're just like giving it as a bit of red herring. I don't know. It
Yeah,
just
I mean,
feels a bit. As much as we wanted this to be done, it also feels a bit incomplete, because I feel like we were supposed to know a bit more about Erky before that
yeah, I
happened.
feel like Oki as a villain was sort of. I feel like Oki was an understandable villain. Like, you get some villains where it's sort of like, I don't understand what your motives are. But I kind of get Oki, but I feel like I would have liked to have known a bit more backstory to him. Like you say, we got sort of hints of it that he had not the best upbringing and he's sort of fallen into this world. But it would have been nice to sort of scratch away at him a little bit more and to sort of. Especially when it came to the whole kidnapping of Harry thing and keeping him tied up and everything. Like, we never really, really, truly got reasons as to why he decided that that was a good idea.
I think it was the jealousy thing, though, because he said to Harry, like, you don't know how lucky you are when you were dying and stuff. When you think about it, right, Erky is a bit like if Tommy had fully gone down the rabbit hole of the Drake Zagan. He still knows that he's wrong, but he's almost too far in now to admit to it and to get out of it, which is kind of what he said to Harry as well, by like, don't call police. That were interesting as well, weren't it? Like, what are you doing, Harry? Don't call police. You're trying to dob yourself in his final moments, he was still like, even though he'd done all of that to Harry, like all of this time before, and got him hooked on heroin and everything else, he was still going like, oh, don't ruin your life. It's like,
No, you've
but
done that for me,
the
mate.
thought was
Thanks.
still there. And when he went to attack Kojo, and it was like, I don't want to do this, but I'll have to. I feel
There
like we
was,
could have had some more answers before all of that, possibly.
I feel like the moment that Oki died could have been maybe a lot more powerful if we'd have maybe known a little bit more about it. The sad story that sort of brought him here, like the sad story of Oki, the tragedy of Oki, was everything that had gone up to this point has led into this moment, and that's sort of like the way he was always destined to go because of his past. So it would have been nice to sort of maybe explore that past a little bit more before we ended up at the moment here, which was he's going for Kojo, Harry arrives. and sort of a knife fight happens, apparently filmed by a drone during the whole thing.
I did wonder. No, I did think
There
it
was some interesting
looked
camera work. Yeah,
different.
there was some
Yes,
interesting camera work during that scene. And he ends up getting stabbed and then sort of dies in Harry's arms. Harry does not react well to this for understandable reasons. Like, this kind of really messes him up a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he's like going through withdrawals from heroin as well, so it won't help, will it, really? Yeah.
And so he runs straight to Teddy, who Teddy's solution to this is to hand himself in for it. Now, the problem I had with this was the
Okay.
fact that they were talking about the fact that, oh, we could just tell the police it was self-defense. And I'm like, what? Like it actually was, you mean?
Yeah, I know. I do understand what you're saying, and that was my exact thought, was why are you going forward and saying self-defense when you
Because
could just do the legitimate thing, which was Harry's self-defense.
even Walford police, right? They know the story of this. They know that Harry had been held hostage. They know about the whole cuckooing storyline. It is not beyond the realms that Oakey would come back for revenge because he knows that the police are after him. And so Harry having to defend himself in a knife attack is actually quite a believable defense.
I agree, because I just thought, for me, the two options were hide his body like Nicola suggested and,
Which is just standard go-to Nicola,
go
right?
to for Nicola
Yeah,
in
hide him in that. Hide him in that estate again. It's fine. We'll
Get
put him there.
tarpaulin. I'll call
Yeah,
Big John.
that'll be fine.
Or just tell the truth, which is what they should have done. Like, there's so many holes in lying about it that you might as well tell the truth. But then they did justify it later by Nicola saying, well, it's a lot easier for you to get drugs inside, knowing that he will go inside, like, for now,
Oh,
until a
yeah.
court hearing and stuff.
But I
So they
get
did
the.
justify it in that sense, but then also point not proven, because all you had to do were ring Glenn Snow, 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 and he got some anyway.
I was literally looking at his phone like, who the hell is Glenn and why
Glen
has he got
Ice.
snowflakes after his name? I like the fact that he needs reminders of who his dealer is, so he has to put emoticon.
Someone should have gone through his phone and deleted that as soon as they saw all those
Probably,
emojis, shouldn't
probably.
they?
And actually, probably what you should have done is like when you know you're going through withdrawals, maybe like, when you're on a diet and you think, I should probably delete the Just Eat app off my phone
Uber
because
Eats app.
that'll stop that
Other apps are
temptation.
available.
Yeah, I might just remove my drug dealer off my phone. That might be an idea, but no. I mean, we'll talk about the Teddy aspect of it in a minute, but Harry's story sort of ends with him kind of all messed up. He orders himself some more drugs, and Nicola kind of returns home to find that he has overdosed. Now, this could be any number of situations. He might have taken too much, or this could be a Nasty Nick situation where he's taken a bad batch, or.
I did wonder that. I immediately thought about Nasty
Yeah,
Nick.
Nasty Nick.
I mean, he's not going to die, is he?
No,
Let's
no, of
be
course he's
honest. We're
not. Of
not
course he's
scared of
not.
that. I
No,
mean,
he's
Nicola
not.
is, understandably,
Nicola, yeah,
at the end
for
of the
understandable
week.
reasons, it is her son. Yes, but the big duff-duff at the end of the week is sort of like Nicola desperately trying to call the ambulance, and Harry, will he make it or will he not make it? Harry's journey with drugs has been an interesting thing, I think. And I wonder if there's going to be some people that will look at it in a slightly irresponsible manner and think that they could have sort of made more of an issue of the fact that Harry is so casually taking drugs. I think, obviously, yes, he got hooked on heroin because he was being force-fed heroin effectively. But Harry's journey with drugs has been really interesting because we've seen him actually taking them quite casually and it's not even been the main focus of the scene. And actually, there's a really realistic vibe to that, I thought.
And I think the important message there was not message per se, but it's showing you that he's already got an addictive personality
Yeah,
straight away.
hugely.
So you can see that he's going to keep like he has. I think all of this, though, is I think they've done the overdose so that Nicola's got more of a reason to go, this is exactly why you can't tell the truth, because this will happen to you inside, and I won't be there to call the ambulance, and you'll be dead, and none of us want it. So I think this will then make Harry go, right, well, I can't tell. I think that's because otherwise, why wouldn't he keep fighting to go and tell the truth? He didn't want his dad going down for murder for something he did. But yeah, I totally agree with you. You should just tell the truth anyway.
I mean, yeah, he probably would have gone in for a bit, but like not the 15 years plus that Teddy's facing because of this. There was also a really like quite a subtle moment, but I thought a really gorgeous moment that I wanted to flag up between Barney and Harry, where they sort of had this moment where you all right, and then sort of just shrug. Yeah, you all right? Shrug. And that was such like a brotherly thing that I thought was such a nice touch. I liked that.
They're good. I'm glad that we've actually seen Barney as
I know, we've
well.
not seen him for ages, have we?
No, I'm waiting for him to find out the truth, but I don't think they're going to let him find out just yet.
Barney's one of these that they wrap in cotton wool a little bit, aren't they? I mean, it's sort of like, and then you, but I like this family unit. I think they work really, really nicely on screen together. I love Barney. I love Harry, and I love Harry and Barney's relationship. It makes perfect sense that Harry and Kojo are so close because of Barney
Yes,
as
because,
well.
yeah,
Yeah,
totally.
so it works really, really nicely.
It feels a shame that they even made Barney be Zack's son. I feel like he should have just been Teddy's and they should have
Well, it's not
carried it
like they've
on
done
like
any.
that.
It's not like they've done anything with it since, really,
Exactly,
is it?
so why bother?
But
But.
then I wonder if actually also that illustrates like how the closeness of Barney and Teddy were actually. Do you know what? Actually, I it doesn't really matter. You're
Biology don't
still,
matter, kind of
yeah.
thing,
And they've
yeah.
sort of just gone along down that road with it, which, yeah,
True.
maybe perhaps from a soap you expect all of the big drama and confrontation. And to be fair, we did have that with the whole sort of car crash and everything. And since then, it's not really been addressed again. And I sort of feel that Barney kind of would sort of just stick with Teddy in this scenario. Like, he's happy for Zach to get to know him, but as long as there is a point there, it's just like, well, to be fair, this is the guy that's basically raised me, and this is the guy that's basically been my father throughout my entire life. So nothing's changed on that front.
Do you think now he might be more tempted if Teddy's going inside and stuff to get to
Well,
know Zach?
was there a vibe this week where you kind of thought, is this Teddy's exit? Yeah.
I did wonder it, and I think
How does
that's a
he? I mean,
shame if it
I don't.
is.
I mean, how does he get out of this?
There isn't, unless we're led to believe. It's interesting that this is the bit there where EastEnders have gone, yeah, no, it wouldn't be realistic though, would it? Because actually, I'd have been quite all right with him going, yeah, we'll just say that it was Teddy's self-defense and he's got away with it. But instead, they've gone down the realistic route of, well, no, it's murder.
Yeah,
If this is
and.
what they're saying, and it makes sense that he would say, I'm going to plead guilty so that the police don't probe Harry further, because otherwise he's got to defend himself, hasn't he?
I mean, I feel like the only way that Teddy is getting out of this is if Harry goes to the police and tells them the truth, and then Harry has to do a brief stretch inside,
Possibly,
but then
yeah.
comes out.
So that could happen maybe down the line, and then obviously Teddy would get done for perverting the courts or course of
We
justice.
got corrected on this a few weeks ago. Perverted the course of just.
Yeah. So would it be that could maybe happen and then Teddy will
Yeah.
stay? But it does feel like he
Yeah.
might be exiting.
It did feel like the beginning of an exit, didn't it?
Yeah, which I think is a shame, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, there is sort of more to come, obviously, with Nicola, who we sort of, you know, she we sort of it did nothing. She's told Honey, of all people, she's told Honey that she's pregnant with George's kid. And there was a moment this week when Teddy was on his way out of the door to go to the police to confess to everything, who where I thought she was going to say, "No, wait, stop, I'm pregnant, and it's yours."
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, but she obviously knows dates won't match up and she can't lie to him again. Like, it'd be Barney point two, wouldn't it, if she did that?
Oh, that's
But
true. That's true. But then again,
yeah, but then it's Nicola, isn't it? So yeah, that
yeah,
would have.
exactly. Like, surely she wouldn't do that to me again.
Yeah, but what else was there to do at that point? In her
I mean,
mind, it
they've got the.
probably
She's got
was
the.
Teddy or Harry.
Yeah, I mean,
Like,
she's got the problem of the truth will quite clear will be quite evident when the baby is
yeah,
born.
that's
Not
true. I
his.
forgot about
Let's
that.
be
Yeah,
real.
exactly. Yeah.
But it would have stopped him going there and then. I mean, there's a possibility that she might still do that, in all fairness.
There is. It's. Do you know though? You mentioned with Honey. I think they're an absolutely fantastic pairing.
It
Nicola and
reminds
Honey
me.
would be good
It
as a
reminds me of the
friendship.
yeah. It reminds me of the early days of Honey and Suki, like these
Oh yeah, but
two
yeah,
chalk
chalk
and
and
cheese
cheese.
characters who actually kind of really muck along well together. I feel like there's an element of Nicola that sort of rolls her eyes at Honey's ridiculousness and yet somehow trusts her as well.
But that's it. That's what I was going to say. Honey is very trustworthy. But at
Yeah.
the same time, if she thinks she needs to, she would blurt out the truth, honey.
Yeah.
So she
And
might need to be careful, that Nicola.
she'll step up when she needs to, but it feels like there's a reason that she's told Honey. So
Well, I do wonder if the stress might mean something happens with Nicola and the baby.
possibly.
Because
Yeah, can you
right
see
now,
the
it's not really been mentioned per se throughout the week, other than her telling
Yeah.
honey.
Do you think this baby's gonna go full term?
This is what I'm wondering, is this what it's kind of leading to?
I
Nicola's
mean,
putting on this front for her two kids.
yeah.
Meanwhile, it's taking a toll inside on her body and
Nicola does not lead the sort of life where pregnancy is an easy thing. Let's be real here.
no, definitely not. I mean, She said to Honey, didn't she? She didn't even know what she were going to do. But she's
Yeah.
not even had time to think about it, has she, this
No, she's been
week?
quite busy, to be
Literally.
fair. Like, she's had a lot to deal with this week. It's interesting. Obviously, she's got Harry to deal with. Harry will presumably recover and be absolutely fine. And then I suppose it's the aftermath of what Harry decides to do with this. Whether he decides that Teddy going down for him is just something he can't deal with, and then tell that's the only way I can see Teddy getting out of this. If Harry tells the truth, Harry then has to do a sort of brief stretch inside, which I can imagine they might be able to get Richie to sort of sort something out. Because even Richie couldn't help Teddy this week. Not often Richie fails.
That's when you know he's,
Yeah, you're screwed. Yeah, when
I was
Richie
trying to
can't
think
help
of a
you.
word that wasn't swearing, Rob. Yes.
That's because you're just foul-mouthed. So yeah, there we go then. So it's been an interesting week for this storyline. It's so weird to think like how down we were about it when the fact it felt like it was going nowhere for like a month, and then it's been all
Well,
held to the metal, whatever the phrase is, since.
it's also not over, is it? Because we've still, meanwhile, got Ravi ticking along, who's apparently
Yes, there was some
going to be an
interesting.
informant still. And
Yeah,
him
well,
and
that's.
Jack's been assigned to Ravi, of course he has,
As Ravi's
obviously.
carer. Well, Ravi seems to be really sort of like kind of almost a recluse this week, didn't he? Like, George obviously gave him a punch, and he's got a hell of a bruise on his eye because of that. His hair's all stuck up because he's stressed.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So
He was
that's all
being
stuck.
so nish this week, though. That scene between him and George, where we're winding him up and then being like, come on, hit me. I'm like, all right, nish, sit down.
Yeah.
Blimey heck, he's here,
Yeah.
isn't he?
And George is like,
So,
happily, okay, and just whacked him in the face. His relationship with Priya is interesting to watch. I love the pair of them together. I
Oh,
think,
yeah.
oh, there was that moment this week with Priya where she was just so beautifully lit and like tears in her
I knew.
eyes as
I
she sort of
thought you
realized the
straight
truth.
away as
Oh,
soon as that scene started. Like, Rob,
she's
I'm loving
fantastic, isn't
this.
she? She's just
Yeah, she
brilliant. She's
is.
such
She
a
is.
classical EastEnders character
Very.
visually.
So, can I ask you a question?
No,
Right.
moving on.
Putting the Kodjo element of this to the side, did you believe Priya when she said, you know, we don't need fancy holidays and we'd be happy sat at home with beans on toast and going camping? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and yeah, I think so. I think Priya is one of these that sort of like she has. She's got the aspirations that everybody has, where you can imagine yourself, and she has got a shallow side to her. But I think at the end of the day, actually, all Priya really wants is that security and to
That
be
family
loved,
unit
that
kind of
family
thing.
unit all around her. She's got her kids and she's got Ravi, who she's the love of her life. So actually, she would be quite happy with that.
She would. She, because this happens a lot, doesn't it? In soaps, like you think, yeah, they're saying that, but I feel like she'd be like sat eating her beans on toast, but moaning about it and being like, oh, well,
Yeah,
you know, a bit of
yeah.
extra. So,
Grass
but
is always greener, right?
exactly. But yeah, I was just thinking when she was saying it, because I did believe her, but then I was like, but you do love the luxuries as well. Not that I'm condoning any of Ravi's actions, and to, in fairness, I do believe it, because she was constantly saying to Ravi, like, we don't need it. Just stay straight so that we don't, you know, get into trouble over having money.
Yeah, there was an interesting moment this week where Junior sort of went round to Ravi and said, "So you're going to make this so that Kodjo gets no back from like no one's going to give Kodjo any hassle from here, all right?" And Ravi's like, "Yeah, okay, that's fine, that's fine." And I saw a couple of people saying like, "Well, that was an easy thing to sort out, wasn't it? Like, why didn't you just do that in the first place?" And I'm sort of like, actually, I think what's happened there is that everything that Ravi is now facing and the consequences of his actions, like if this had happened, if anyone had gone to him a month ago and said that to him, he'd have been like, no, and sort of chucked them out. But now he's left with this tatters of the situation at his feet, and he's sort of like, yeah, that's fine, I'll sort that, no problem, sorry, sorry. Is Ravi redeemed now?
No, we're
It's
not
hard, isn't it?
yet.
No, you think he's got to suffer more before you forgive him? Yeah.
This whole informant way, like, thing that is they're going down with, like, I think that's where he's gonna redeem
He
himself
does
somehow.
regret his actions. I understand that his motive apparently was just to sort of make his family, keep Priya happy and keep his family happy. He went way too far with it. He was fully aware of what was going on with Kojo, and I like the fact that Priya is that's unforgivable.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah,
that's
no,
out.
yeah.
Like, you should be deeply, deeply ashamed of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a side of it where I kind of think that he is deeply ashamed of himself, but at the same time, it's sort of like, you've got some catching up to do, young lad,
He'd do
before
it
you.
again, though, wouldn't he? Let's be honest.
It
Like,
feels like it would. I mean, I stick by what I said a few weeks back about Ravi, where you kind of think a character like that, this sort of bad boy character, you've got to give them storylines like this now and again, where they are, where they really kind of live up to that bad boy reputation. Like, it's no good just sort of knowing that he could do that. You've actually got to show him doing that every now and again.
yeah, true, but I don't know, I feel like we'd moved past it with Ravi personally, but I do understand what you're saying as well, and the Nish comparison, I guess you could go, well, you know, yeah, he has got it in him, so
I mean, I think, blood's thicker than water, isn't it? And I feel like even if you absolutely, there's been so many examples on EastEnders over the years where, a parent and son or parent and daughter will hate their parents so much, but then as they grow older, you start to see little signs in them. They're
I'm
actually
more like them than I'd
that
like
the
to admit, yeah.
The apple never falls far from the tree. And I feel like Ravi is basically a young, slightly braver version of Nish in some ways.
Yeah, he's not as cold as Nish, but he does definitely have that
He's
side.
not as calculated as Nish. I feel like
Yes,
there's a brains
yes.
versus brawn thing that goes on with Nish and Ravi, I think.
Definitely,
Yeah.
yes.
And so it's interesting to sort of see Ravi discover that about himself. I wonder if, inwardly he would have had that conversation with himself as well.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did Priya say it to him as well this week? Like, oh, I'm seeing Nish coming out and stuff. So, be interesting to see Suki's reaction to all this as well at some point. Like, she weren't about, was she, this week? Her and
No,
Eve busy with
no.
adopting a kid.
I do wonder if
What
all
with
of this is going
that?
to affect that, by the way.
Well, that's what I was just thinking then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bring a kid into this
Into a
house.
police informant's house. Yeah, that'll go well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Gold star this week, Rue.
I mean, strangely, it's kind of going to go to Teddy for being loyal to his son and, you know, trying to
Interesting.
protect his son and do what he thinks is right by his son.
Yeah, fair play. I think second week in a row I'm going to give mine to Harry.
Yeah, I was debating Harry myself. Yeah. He's
I think
doing remarkably well. Yeah.
Elijah Holloway is fantastic, isn't he?
He is actually. Yeah.
As much as we've had criticisms about this story, it's actually he's shone, I think, throughout
I
this story. I
totally
think
agree. Yeah, he has.
he's done
That
really, really
look that
well.
he had on his face where he was just
Traumatized,
like
yeah.
stare. Yeah,
Yeah.
literally.
Now and again, you need,
Oh.
you'll get a young guy in EastEnders who gets put through the mill, and you've got that sort of haunted look about them, and he's
Yeah.
perfected that to an absolute T, hasn't he? He's
Yeah,
good.
he really has. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Marvellous. So Teddy and Harry fought the gold stars this week. Let us know who yours are going to. Lots of news this week. We've had announcements. It's not just the Pat stuff. We've got another return on the horizon. So on top of the Pat news, there was another return announced this week, which I think I got drowned a little bit in the sort of like, oh my God, Pat's coming back. But we also will be having, over the Christmas period, the return of Sam Mitchell. Isn't it weird? We sort of said this, that we were kind of like, Sam's going to come back, right? It feels like Sam's coming back. And lo and behold, here she is. Whilst Sam has only been away from Albert Square for almost 2 years, Wolford has changed immensely since she left, most notably with enemy and ex-murder accomplice Zoe Slater now residing there. Zoe and Sam have not seen each other for over 20 years, and whilst there is no doubt that Zoe has had difficult times, she never took any lawful responsibility for her role in Den Watts' murder, which Sam initially took the blame for. As the enemies come face to face for the first time, only time will tell if the pair are willing to put their troubles from the past aside, or if Sam has an ulterior motive for revenge. Now then, do you still stick with the idea that maybe the stalker type person could have something to do with Sam?
Well, now that it's been announced that she's back, yeah, it'd be up Sam's street, but I don't know how she would have carried it out without being spotted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
So
I
unless
feel
she's
like, but then
paying
you could say
someone to
that, you
do
could say
it,
that about
which,
anybody, couldn't you, really?
yeah, true. Or so it's either that, or is she at the top of all this drug ring stuff with Ravi and
She's
that
just going to turn
somehow?
around one day in a big old plush
Yeah,
chair.
yeah,
Hello. I'm stroking a
yeah,
cat like a Bond villain. I mean, it's only for a short stint, apparently, which is
yeah.
unfortunate because I want Sam back full time because I think she's
Yeah, I'd
fantastic.
be happy with Sam back.
I love that it's Kim Metcalf as well back in the role for Sam because that was who was playing it during the Den kind of during that story. So that's going to be great to see see Michelle and Kim back on screen together. Zoe and Sam had a fascinating relationship, I think. You know, I remember the Mitchells sort of going crazy at Zoe and giving her all the aggro for sort of Sam going down when all the time it was Chrissy. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see them back on screen together. If Vicky and Zach are going to be a thing. Obviously, Sam and Zach had a thing in the past as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Didn't think... Oh, spoilers!
And Sam didn't leave things great with her own family either when she exited last.
No, she didn't at all, did she? I wonder what she's back for then for this short stint. Is it maybe just Phil wanting some moral support with Nigel? Although then it's like, arguably... Maybe you should call back people, when your brother needed it. Also,
of all the people to call, you ring Sam. I feel like that's maybe not what she's back for. So
I don't know. This is why it's got to be the Zoe thing, right? Is she part of this drug stuff somehow?
Who knows? Time will tell, but good. I'm excited about that. The other bit of news that was announced officially this week is that in the jungle this year, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is back on Sunday. Team EastEnders is being represented by not one, but two. Martin Kemp is going in, and also so is Shona McGarty. They are in the Australian outback as we speak. I think filming has begun. That starts on Sunday at 9 p.m. on ITV1. So, I mean, I love I'm a Celebrity. I watch it every year.
Am I the only person who thought Martin Kemp had already done it?
That was his son. Roman's done it.
Roman. Yeah, I knew Roman had done it, but I had it in my head that Martin Kemp had done it as well.
Apparently not. So he's doing it now. He's doing it now.
Mandala
so,
effect, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Yes, good luck to them both for repping.
Yes. How do you think they're going to do? I think Shona strikes me as a bit badass. I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, I can imagine her doing all right. She'll have something, though, that's like her Achilles heel, and everyone will keep voting her for it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I feel like she might do all right as well, actually. Yeah. I think she'll be likable by the public. I think she'll have a very likable personality, so fingers crossed.
Exciting. Comments this week, Ree?
We've got a comment from Susan Perry who says, good to see that Rob and Ree were right about OK. What he really wanted was a family around him like Harry has. Good that Harry stayed with him when he died. I also agree with everyone's comments on this. They should have just called the police.
Mm.
Or left Erky where he was, chucked the knife in the canal and called the police anonymously. A known drug dealer found stabbed would be assumed to be drugs or gang related. Not a difficult conclusion, even for Walford Police.
Even for Walford Police,
yeah,
I didn't think
that they could have done that. I was thinking forensically, though, like in Harry's stuff there, so maybe they couldn't. They couldn't just lob it in the canal, but then I don't know.
There would
have been ways around it.
There is ways around it. I think they have overcomplicated it for themselves massively, haven't they? Like, it feels like nobody needs to be doing a 15-year stretch in prison for this whatsoever. Like, it was genuinely self-defense. Like, this is the crazy thing. Like, Nicola turning around and saying, "That's all right, we can say it was self-defense." It's like, that's not a lie, love. It was self-defense.
Yeah, it's not like
Harry was stalking him through the streets like Michael Myers and trying to stab him to death. Like, it was genuinely self-defense. Yeah. Kev Randall has said, great episode about the episode where Oki died. Love seeing Teddy and Barney sharing a scene again. Hope the new Mitchells have had their break and are back in the thick of it again. I like that, because the new Mitchells, I think they have their lovers and they have their haters. And I'm glad that, you know, people are coming around to them because I think they're a great unit. I think they're a great unit. I really like them.
I just hope this isn't Teddy's exit, but it does feel like it could be.
It feels like it's... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he could exit from this, but then it feels like the right thing to do would be for Harry to sort of pull himself together and realise that he needs to just confess here, and then maybe the police will go, why didn't you tell us that in the first place? And then just release everybody, and then everything will be fine.
Possibly. Let's hope so.
It feels like Teddy leaving wouldn't work with what the Nicola story currently is.
No, I was thinking that as well. Like, why write Teddy out now when Nicola's got that going on? But then I am wondering, is that going to mean that Nicola's going to feel too much stress to carry the pregnancy through, and maybe that's where they're going with it? But they've also got her and George in the background. He was very defensive of her when Junior were having quite a go at her, weren't he?
Yeah.
So maybe they are just going to have the kid and live happily ever after on
Albert Square. Everyone's thrilled to live in Albert Square, aren't they? We shall see. That's it for this week's, folks. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We should be back same time next week, and we can't wait to share your company. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.